When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Who's your quarterback this week?
We'll have DeVito and Barkley.
In that order?
In that order.
Where is Barkley physically? I know he had an elbow injury in the summer, and just like he hasn't been on a team for however many.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's working out, doing his cardio, but he's good physically.
So Tommy's definitely your starter Sunday.
He is.
Yep. Why? I'm not doubting that. Or why him? Why not Matt? You know, just what's the rationale there?
He's been here for a long time. He's picked up our stuff, so we're gonna go with DeVito here. Bark's only been here for a week. There's obviously nuances and things that he's learning, but he'll be ready to go to back him up.
An undrafted rookie, you know, making his way into your starting quarterback.
Sure.
It's really pretty rare thing. I know. The Bears had a guy do it, but like here, it's never really happened. How surprised are you that you gotten to this point, and how did you get to this point with him? Like, how did he get to put himself in this situation?
Well, injuries. Start with that. So the two guys that were ahead of him got injured, and he was the third guy. So he's done everything we've asked him to do. He's prepared well, and he's got an opportunity.
How different of a week is it?
Aziz, we're going to open Aziz up.
Thank you.
So hopefully he'll be ready to go this week.
How different of a week is it for DeVito when he's going to be getting the reps with the first team, and not kind of fighting for scraps?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. There's be a little different for him, obviously. He was up here early yesterday on the players' off day, and say we met for a while, putting everything he has into it. He's looking forward to the opportunity, and he'll be out there, with the first group, and we had a good walkthrough with him. So he's doing everything he can do to put himself in good position to be ready to go.
Brian, do you have a message for your ball club in terms of morale or spirit, do you worry about any of that?
We have good conversation. Look, this obviously, we're not where we want to be. Make no excuses about it. We have the right mindset. We'll go out there and have a good week of practice, be ready to go. That's what you do every week.
You guys have had quarterbacks this year come in not having taken first team reps during the week. The Vikings just had that this past week also. How different is it for you guys as a play caller and a game plan when a guy has had that experience or just showed up?
Yeah, well, I'd say that, when you're working with the quarterback, developing a relationship with the quarterback, obviously the more you practice, and again, though DeVito hasn't had a ton of reps per se, he's worked on the show team and he's backed up those guys and been in the meetings. So that's an important relationship in terms of getting a feel for what they like, them being able to communicate with you. You spend a lot of time with these quarterbacks. I know Kafka does and Shea does, where they're, you're always meeting with quarterbacks, watching tape, talking about situations. So it's obviously he's a young player right now, and he's trying to do everything he can do to get himself ready to go.
What have you learned about him this week that maybe you haven't?
I saw his outfit that he wore the other night. No, he's a competitive young man, and again, he's handled himself the right way in terms of being a young player in a room, I'd say, with two veteran guys, and he's done everything we've asked him to do. So, he'll have his opportunity, and he's going to do everything he can do to make the most of it.
Brian, you with the lowest scoring team in the league, do you as a head coach have to have your antenna up to watch offense, defense, and how these things can go sometimes to make sure?
I feel, look, I don't feel good about being there, obviously, but we have good good group of people that, again, have team first mentality.
Do you have, I mean, you've been around a while. Can that fracture? You know, you have to make sure it doesn't. That kind of thing. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think you lead, and you lead the way you need to lead. And you know, I have a lot of confidence in our group of players in terms of men and how they respond to things. And that's, you know, it's just the nature of this business. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. Obviously, we want to be, you know, much better than we've been. But we have the right mindset.
Brian, when you meet with your offensive coaches,
sure,
and you have a quarterback making his first start, and you're facing a team that had 7 sacks and 12 pressures, do you sit there and say, we got to protect this guy?
Yeah, you always say that. Yeah, every team you play. But obviously, this is a very good pass rush team, and you have to play the game the way you think you need to play it in terms of limiting some of those things. But it's again, they're a heck of a football team. I would say he's not great. I'd put him in the week-to-week category. I'm not going to say he's definitely not going to make it, but I'd say he's probably more week-to-week than day-to-day, Dan. Evan Neal.
So Dory won't practice. Anybody else?
He won't. Yeah, just Dory and Deion Jackson, they're both in the concussion protocol. And then Evan, those three.
Brian, were there any logistics settled with where and when Daniel's surgery will be? And is he still in the building?
He's in the building, but that's to be determined.
Okay. But he's helping, I guess, with Tommy and...
Yeah, I mean...
he's able to do whatever he can.
Yeah, he was in the meetings today, but again, I'd say, you know, Tommy's doing everything he can do. He's been extra time with Shea, extra time with Kafka. He was up here a while yesterday, early and late. So, you know, I think he's learned a lot, but there's a lot to put in and communicate and try to get this thing exactly right for him.
Did you see stuff from him in the second half that you think he can build on?
Sure. Yeah. No, again, he hasn't played, obviously. He's a young rookie in this league. But he definitely did some good things. And again, this will be a challenging defense on the road. One of the better defenses in the league with a lot of good players. And I think the big thing for him is let's focus on the things that he needs to do, put together a plan that we think, you know, he can go out there and operate and execute. I mean, he's going to do everything he can do.
Did you look at any more experienced quarterbacks? Did you guys add Jacob Eason to the practice squad? Did you look at guys with any more experience?
Yeah, I'd say we had conversations about a lot of guys, but Jacob came in. He was with us one time for a quick stint before, had a good workout, feel good about him.
Is he here potentially to factor in this season, or is that a developmental angle signing?
I'd just say he's here to help us right now where we're at with regards to that position.
Dave's Andrew talked the other day about, even though his rookie season, you know, they had kind of a similar first half of his rookie season.
Sure.
But he talked about how important the back half of that season was for his development. Do you talk to your own young players about that, despite the way that this season's going?
Yeah, I think you got to develop as the season goes on. It's a long season for young players. You know, we talk to them about that, you know, not just at the back half and the beginning and the middle, because it's a much different season than they're used to coming out of college.
Matt's been in this league, you spent time with him, but how do you gauge where a quarterback is?
Bark?
You're talking about?
Yeah, sorry.
How do you gauge where a quarterback is when they come in the building relative to what they can do on game day?
Well, again, I have some experience with Matt. Shea does as well. There's obviously some of the things that we do that are similar to what he's been used to. He's done this a long time. He's played on a lot of different teams. He's been through this part of the program, so he's a pro. He's, you know, he's picking it up. And then if, you know, he happened to play, we'd do the things that we think, you know, Matt can do well.
Babes, let's put the other side of the ball.
Sure.
Michael McFadden seems to have elevated.
Yeah.
His game seems to have elevated the last 3-4 games.
Sure.
What are some of the reasons you attribute that to?
Yeah, again, I said this earlier. I don't know what it was early in the season, but he played pretty much all last year for the most part. Developed throughout the year, is smart, is fast, is instinctive, has good toughness. I think Bobby coming in has really helped. I think... John Eggs has done a great job with both those guys, but he's a good young player. You know, happy we drafted him, and he's really earning the things that, you know, that he's getting, which is, you know, he's been productive. He's got a nose for the football, can sideline to sideline, make some productive tackles. He's really developed, you know, the way you hope young players develop.
Last time we had talked to you, just gotten back from Vegas. Did you have an opportunity to talk to Xavier McKinney? Obviously, he was.
Yeah, sure. No.
Not happy with.
Yeah, I talked to all those guys. Yeah, I talked to all those guys.
What do you mean by all those guys?
Like, I talked to all the players.
You talking about just all the players?
No, I talked to all the players.
You didn't feel like
you know, obviously he said stuff after the game that he wasn't happy with something that went down. Did you feel the need to talk to him specifically about that? And
yeah, X and I had a conversation.
How'd it go?
Went good.
Did you have a conversation with Daniel about what his role is going to be in the building here to come? Or
no, not yet? No, I'm going to.
You know, last year Shep had an ACL. Was very. Yep.
We'll see when the surgery is going to be and all those type of things. I've talked to Daniel again. I've said I feel for the guy more than the player. So we'll see where it is after we get when the surgery's coming and the rehab and all that type of things.
A couple more. Is it just the ACL? Is there any other parts?
ACL.
is there a value here? I mean, you know, you mentioned DeVito. You could have gone elsewhere. You could have done something else at quarterback. Is there a value in having a guy now take over that's kind of been with this team from the spring? The idea of guys in the locker room know how he works.
Sure.
The respect for him. Do you sense that this team will kind of rally behind a guy like that they've been with?
Yeah, I think they got a lot of respect for DeVito. You know, he's done everything we've asked him to do. I think he's done a great job on the look teams when he's out there. He's done a great job giving the defense looks. He's thrown the ball well in these periods. And he works at it. So I think there's a lot of respect. But again, he's a young player. I mean, his focus is really, let's make sure I'm, you know, have the plays down that I want in, that we think is good versus this defense. Let's make sure I can communicate in a huddle. Let's take care of all the pre-snap stuff that you have to do as a quarterback before the play even starts. So that gives all the other 10 guys a chance to be successful and focus on his doing his job as good as he can do it.
When you discussed possibly bringing in more experienced QBs, we decided against it. What was the reason for not doing that?
Like the two guys we got right now, and we thought Easton did a good job.
You don't really call class one. You don't really call the beats, do you?
Yeah, once in a while. Or I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.